the very first disciples that Jesus called were a set of brothers. We have some sets of brothers here. There's two, and there's two. And we have some brothers and sisters. And we have some brothers whose other... Oh, yep, there's the other brother. So, but don't call attention. It's going to make him run. So Jesus was walking along the lake one day, and fishing there on the lake was a set of brothers whose names were Andrew and Simon. Simon later got a new name, and he was called Peter. So sometimes we just call him Simon Peter so that we remember he had two names. And they were fishing together. Maybe they were in a little boat, and they were throwing their nets down into the water and letting the net sink and then pulling it back up, hoping that inside the net something good to eat had been caught. Maybe they didn't even have a boat. Maybe they just waded into the water up to their knees or their waist and kind of looked to see if there were any silvery fish swimming and threw their net in and tried to catch them. Anyway, Jesus came walking along the beach, and he called out to them and said, "Come and follow me, and I'll make you fish for people." So they came out of the water, dropped their nets right there on the sand, walked away from their nets, and followed Jesus. After that, they went everywhere that Jesus went. They walked a little bit farther along the shore of the lake. There was two more brothers, James and John. And they had a pretty big boat. There was other people in the boat. Their father, Zebedee, was in the boat, and some employees were in the boat. And it wasn't a fishing day for them. It was a fix-the-nets day. Sometimes those nets would get torn, and so then they'd have to spend a day with threads and ropes trying to put them all back together again so that they could actually catch fish with them. And so Jesus and the first set of brothers came along, and Jesus called out the same thing to James and John. Come and follow me. And so they got out of the boat. They left behind their father and all the employees working on the nets. And they also, from that day forward, went everywhere that Jesus went. Well, the first place they went was to the town of Capernaum, which was nearby. And on the Sabbath day, Jesus went to the synagogue, and he read the scriptures and taught with the people there. He also healed someone. And both his teaching and his healing were astonishing for people. And so when they left the synagogue that day, it was pretty much all they were talking about. And everywhere they went, they told other people, and they just kept talking about this Jesus who spoke with such authority and could heal such a bad illness. And where Jesus went after the time of study and worship was to the house of Simon Peter. And Simon Peter's mother-in-law was in the house, and she also was sick. She had a bad fever. She was in bed. Jesus healed her too. She felt so much better instantly that she just got up and started helping with the Sabbath meal. And that evening, after everyone had eaten, a crowd of people gathered around Simon Peter's house. All the people in the town had gone and brought the sick people and the troubled people to where they knew Jesus was because they wanted him to be able to heal their loved ones who were not well. And after that, that's pretty much what every day was like. Crowds of people wanting to learn from Jesus and be healed by Jesus. And typically what would happen is he would get up really early in the morning when it was still dark and everyone was still asleep. It was the only time he could find that he could pray, and he would go off by himself and pray. But then everybody else would wake up and they would come and find him, and he would spend his whole day teaching and talking and eating with people and walking to the next town or village. And 3 years went by in this way, until that Passover festival in which Jesus came into the city of Jerusalem with by now a massive crowd of people who wanted to be near him. And they were so excited to welcome him into Jerusalem for Passover. They were throwing their coats on the road and cutting or pulling palm branches down from the trees and waving or throwing them on the ground and saying, "Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord." So find somebody's hand to hold now. We're going to say a prayer before you go to Sunday school. Dear God, we thank you for sending Jesus to show us your grace and your mercy and love toward all people. We rejoice with all those who welcome Jesus into their homes and into their towns and villages and into their city. And we pray that in the days and weeks and years to come, you would keep us always faithful. We thank you for your love. Amen. All right. Have fun in Sunday school. Thank you.